So anyway, this transgender thing was very interesting to me. And for some reason, I'm able to spot if someone is transgender.
Mm-hmm.
So I get Fortune magazine last week at the haircut place because I don't buy propaganda. And there's a on the cover, there's Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and a woman. And then it said something like $600 billion pledge, something like that. Now, if you notice, all these rich people are all of a sudden getting together and pledging to donate half their fortune to charity. Did you hear about this nonsense?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't heard about it. I mean, I knew, you know, Bill Gates was allegedly, you know, becoming philanthropic, or however you say it, but that's
right.
The only one I've heard of.
Right. Well, so then his wife, Melinda Gates, is on the cover. And I'm like, that chick is a dude. So I take, I said Guest Six is saying probably donating to Planned Parenthood. Very good, Guest Six. I'll talk about that in a second. So I took my son, who's 9 years old, I bought him some tracing paper. I traced her face, and I scribble-scratched out the hair, and then I showed it to my wife and to my son. And I said, is this – and then I cut out the face. I actually cut the tracing paper out. So the only thing you could really see was the face. I didn't want them to see the hair because the hair makes her look feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, I said, is this a dude or a chick? And for the longest time, they couldn't tell. So then I went and I typed in – and everyone listening to this can do it – type in Melinda Gates transgender. And next thing you know – the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a heavy contributor to transgender foundations.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
oh
as, I think
God.
You know, I listen a lot to Alan Watt. Alan Watt, too, is controlled opposition, in my opinion, but he gives us a lot of truth. And he had mentioned this concept called transhumanism, where it would be the merging of the man and the woman and technology. And I have an entire blog page, I haven't done this blog in a long time, of all of the people in Congress who are transgender, admitted. And it's like it's like an endless parade, Dan. It never ends. So I think the whole gay issue, transgender, is all part of the depopulation agenda. Because think about it. You can't have a baby if you're gay.
True.
So I just thought it was interesting that you brought up the Gates, and that reminded me of that.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it never ends. I'm looking.